Welcome to another episode of Comics and Tortillas, episode number 62, where we talk about comics and news for the week. I'm here with my co-host, Ben. Ben.
Hey, I've been called worse than Hector.
Right? Hector is not feeling. Hector isn't feeling too well, so won't be joining us tonight.
What's that post Thanksgiving hangover?
Yeah, right. Too much turkey, or I don't know. But anyhow, we're gonna probably skip over some of the NFL news. I know I'm last because I forgot to throw my picks at him because I was playing too much Spider-Man 2 on PS5. Ooh. So I picked up this. Have you played it?
I haven't played it. I played the first one and beat the first one. I completed that one a while back.
Nice. Yeah, it's a pretty fun game. I picked up this PS Portal. I don't know if you heard of it. And
that's kind of like it turns your it turns into a Switch, so you can play your PS5 on the go, right?
Yes. So it's like you can't add games to it. You could just. You play from your PS5 anywhere you want. And I like playing in my room, but my PS5 is in the other room. So now I think I'm playing a little bit more than I would usually now. So I don't know. They're sold out. I had to pick this up on Tusted Marketplace.
Maybe I'm just getting old, but I'm not comfortable playing. Like I have a Switch. I play the Switch. But I don't like playing on the tinier screen. Right, and I don't like my arms together like a T-Rex when I play.
Yes,
right. My hands go tingle and numb occasionally. I feel uncomfortable. I don't like being in that position.
You know what? I see. I'm different. I don't like playing in front of the TV. I like playing in my room on my bed. I don't know. That's the way I like to play. Like right now, my wife's been playing the Switch. We just picked up Final Fantasy 3. So it's an old Super Nintendo game. And she told me that she had spent hours on this game when she was younger. And
yeah.
Have you played it?
Yeah, for Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've played the majority of Final Fantasies up till the PlayStation.
Oh, nice. Did you pass 3?
I don't remember. I put hours into it. The amount of grinding you have to do to get to like the next level, to level up your character.
Yeah.
A lot of hours. I put it this way. I don't know if I beat it, but I put a lot of hours in the Final Fantasy series.
Yeah, so Margo had almost passed it, and then her mom tripped on the Super Nintendo or something happened where it died. The save was gone.
What? Let's say there's a battery in that cartridge.
I don't know what happened. She told me it was gone. And so she's playing it now. I played it. I know this is one of the first Final Fantasies I played. And my buddy Josias let me borrow the Super Nintendo game. So he got me into Final Fantasies. And speaking of Joe, if you guys are looking for another pop culture podcast, check out his podcast, The Comic Syndicate. And back to Spider-Man 2. The game is really fun. I enjoyed it. Maybe a little too much flying around and swinging around may get you dizzy a little bit, for me anyways. Maybe I'm just getting old, but I do have, I guess, one gripe about it. The characters look ugly. Mary Jane is ugly in this video game. Like, she looks like Mary Jane from the first round of Spider-Man with what's that guy's name? The very first Spider-Man came out.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, that series. So the Mary Jane, you know, she was kind of, I don't know, I didn't think she was very, very attractive, but they were going for the same way in this video game, I think. I don't know. Could be wrong.
My memory of that Spider-Man game was the original, the first one. It just got very repetitive. I felt like I was doing the same thing over and over and over again.
You know what? I agree, because I the same car the car chases, you do the same couple buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Same bad guys. They haven't changed. I guess just the maybe the villains and the storyline, obviously, but you get to play with Miles and Spider and Peter, so that's pretty cool. You guys get to do two different missions and stuff like that. So,
do they have the missions where you play Mary Jane and you had to sneak around the building like in the first one?
I haven't gone that far. I don't think so, but I do see a lot of flashbacks, which was kind of boring, where, oh, Peter and Harry are, remember when we broke into the school to go get your flash drive, and then you have to actually reenact
do
it.
Do that mission.
It's boring, dude. I'm like, what? Dude, just wait till the next day, bro. I don't understand. And you're sneaking around, and there's a security guard, and I don't know.
Yeah, you're not selling me on the game.
I know. You know what? I'm not even selling myself anymore because I'm like, dude, this game is.
I hear it's beautiful, right? The graphics are fantastic, but like a lot of those games, like Assassin's Creed, all of those to me were just repetitive. I'm doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah. Is there any games you're playing now, or are you just no time?
I play a little bit of. I'm still working on the newer Zelda game, and I just beat Super Mario Brothers Wonder, which wasn't nothing to brag about. It's pretty easy game as it goes, but it's a lot of love went into it. It's pretty good game.
Okay, very cool. I have a lot of games that I have not played. Like I want to play Baldur's Gate. I heard that's really good. I have it. I bought it. I haven't just played it.
Oh, my Steam backlog for computers is insane. The stuff I could play that I haven't touched.
Do you find your
summer sales and whatnot? Oh, there's so much.
Speaking of summer sales, probably tomorrow is going to be a huge Cyber Monday sale. So I'm pretty sure Steam will have lots of video games. Do you find yourself playing more on Steam or PS5? Do you have a PS5?
I don't have a PS5. I didn't make the jump. So I have a PS4 is the last one. I have a PS4, which sits under my bed now. I canceled my online subscription.
Right.
And now the only two things that I play is the Switch, and then I play on my laptop here, but I don't have a nice card, and it's not a gaming laptop, but I pay for the service to do streaming gaming through NVIDIA, and it does, like, some of the games that I play. So,
oh, okay.
Not too much time.
That's crazy, because I remember what years ago we used to play online with other friends. You guys used to play a lot of COD.
Yeah,
I sucked at it. I was horrible at it.
I still do, but I don't play it anymore.
Yeah, that was some fun stuff.
I've had problems sleeping with that game. Like, I get too amped up, and it's time to go to bed, and I'm just sitting there, my heart's still pounding. Right, and I like close my eyes. I can see the crosshairs and see like the things are whooshing by me. Like I can't play that game anymore.
I was just traumatized. I was like in the corner hiding because I died so much. I got a couple other players yelling at me, you know, do something, and then I'm just dying. Like five kills and like 17 deaths. It was just horrible.
The game's not for me.
Yeah, not for me either. So. I thought we were talking about this is a comic. I forgot this is a comic podcast. We got a couple news. We'll transition to some news here. I'll go first, and then we'll go with your. You said you had one, right?
I have one. Yeah.
Okay. So DC releases a trailer for Justice League Crisis Part One, a animated film adapted the Justice League's most famous comic event. I heard this is going to be three movies, three parts for the Crisis. I'm surprised they haven't done this already. Justice League.
You said it's a cartoon?
Yeah, this is going to be animated. Justice League Crisis. So they've always done the Crisis. The book's really huge. And I guess they're doing a three-part animated movies for this. That's pretty cool. What else we have?
I don't think I ever got into any DC animated. I know, like, the Batman is heavily popular. Oh,
they're so good.
But I didn't ever have the time for it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've seen one for the past couple of years, but I was really big on it when it first came out. But, you know, I think because they came out maybe two a year. And now, again, everything is just so you know, there's so much coming out, it's hard to catch up.
I think I do plan on watching that Batman holiday special that we talked about the other week.
Oh, with the Joker in the background?
Yeah, that I'll probably give a chance to.
For sure. Deadpool 3 has resumed production, now on track to make summer 2024. So, got some Deadpool, got some Wolverine.
Excited for that one.
Let's see, Scream number 7. After losing two major cast members, Scream 7 is reportedly trying to bring back Campbell. So, the very that, first
actress. Wait, Scream?
Like Scream with the...
The mask, knife. The ghost mask?
Yes.
They're still making those movies?
7 is being made right now.
Oh my gosh, please stop.
They're trying to bring back the main character from the first one. So bad. I'm just going
through. That first one was good. I remember seeing that in the theater, right? The opening scene with Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good, I don't know, teenage horror slasher film. But like, then the second, third, like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they kept making more.
I think I like the ones where they make fun of them even more with the Wayne brothers.
Yeah, I saw one of those once upon a time.
Yeah, those are pretty funny. Let's see what else I got here. I'm going through CBR. Let's see, what's this one
say? I found something it made me go, huh, a little bit. Did you were you ever into Magic the Gathering card game?
Oh, I was heavily into it. I played tournaments. I went to San Diego. I went to LA.
Okay. Played a lot. What are your thoughts about them putting the Lord of the Rings into the canon now of Magic the Gathering?
I think it's awesome. I think Magic is looking to... They put Warhammer in there, too. They've been branching out. I think it's good.
So did you see what they announced is coming next?
I did not.
Jurassic Park.
Okay.
So, yeah, pure silence. Crickets. I caught that there.
God. Okay, well, Lord of the Rings, I understand, because it's magic. It has fantasy. Warhammer, again, science fiction fantasy. Jurassic, I mean, are they going to have the old guy with the hat? What's his name? Spare No Expense?
I just posted in our Discord a link to the artwork is in there. And they have the character played by Jeff Goldblum.
My God.
Right? But like a T-Rex, so I need some animals there. But it seems like this seems a bit outlandish of a choice for the card game.
I think they're just trying to get money from wherever they can. I get to see I Spare No Express take 5 damage. I don't know, man. I think that's a little dumb. But people will buy it.
I think Jurassic, I guess, you know, it's funny they're choosing, I guess, well, he's in both series. He's in the new and the old. Jeff Goldblum is. I wonder if any of the other actors have given their likeness for it. You know, is there going to be like the original ones? Is there going to be Chris Pratt? Is he going to have a card in this?
I'm curious. I'm very curious. But I know these go for a lot of money. So that's one of the reasons why I stopped playing. Because when you do play competitively, it is a lot of money. It's a lot of money to get these cards. And you have to have 4 of them. You can't just have one.
They make it that way.
They're smart.
It's like buying a pack of cigarettes. Just get you hooked.
Right? So I did play a lot. It was fun for a while.
I dabbled, but I sold all mine.
Yeah, you know what? We had a team, so it was like 3 of us. So we shared all the cards, and then one moved to Texas, and then that kind of blew up the party, and I kind of stopped after that. But if you want to waste money, that's a really good money
pick. Yeah, right? That was the only thing I had to share. I thought that was a funny find.
So that's Jurassic Park. That's hilarious. Anywho, let's see. I don't think I have any more news. Let me think here. No, the next Karate Kid film will be uniting Ralph and Jackie Chan.
Is it going to be a film or is that the show?
This is actually going to be a film, so this is going to be outside of the Karate Kid TV show. This is going to be a movie with Jackie Chan and the Karate Kid Ralph Macchio. So, interesting.
Wow.
I watch it. I'm still waiting for the last season of Cobra Kai. I don't know when that's coming out, but this
is it going to be the final season of Cobra Kai?
Yes, I believe this will be the final season of it. So, have you caught up with it?
I'm on site. We finished like season two. We watched that a bit during the pandemic. I don't think we ever restarted it. We liked it. It's good.
I think it's season. We're up to season four right now. I think I want to say season four.
I tell you though, the original film, The Karate Kid, it hits me in the feels.
Oh, did you?
I was like 10 when that came out. And it was just a good movie. It was just like, I need karate in my life. My parents said no. I was in piano instead. So that turned out okay. I am no longer safe on the land side of things.
Right, right.
But I am safe on the piano.
You know, back then, man, we had all those ninja movies. American Ninja came out. I love that movie. Karate Kid was good too. Bloodsport. You know, I always wanted to catch flies with my
your chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Paint the fence. Wax the car.
Classic movies.
Sweet the leg, Johnny.
And you know what? When you think about it, that movie, it was really Karate Kid's fault, man. He stole his chick. Like, he was messing with, you know, his girl. Even in that fight scene at the beach, he didn't even want to fight, right? And then he sucker punched him.
So, yeah. Speaking of movies, quick question for you.
Yeah.
You know, happy post Thanksgiving, as we talked about earlier. What is your favorite go-to movie to kick off the holiday season, like night of Thanksgiving, you know, right, or the day after Thanksgiving? What do you like to watch? Just say, we're getting into it. I like to watch this movie.
Classic go-to is going to be
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes. Yes. That's a classic. I love that.
That's a good one. It's a great one.
Funny movie. What about you?
Home Alone.
I don't know if I can watch Home Alone anymore.
I love Home Alone. It holds up. We watched it. I left my set with my 6-year-old, and she watched it for the first time, and she loved it. It was a little disturbing of how funny she thought of people getting hurt was.
Right.
I mean, big belly laughs out of her. But that's awesome. It was fun that she enjoyed it so much and be able to understand it. And I don't know. I love that movie.
Did you ever see the Family Guy one where they make fun of it? Where like the robbers come in like, oh, look at someone left these toys here. And then he's up on the stairs. You guys can't get me. And they just shoot him.
I could find that one. I probably have. I've seen most of Family Guys.
Oh, man. Speaking of old movies, Beverly Hills Cop 4 reviews first look at Eddie Murphy returning as Axel
Foley.
When he has a Detroit Lions jacket on in this picture.
Yeah, he's always sporting the Detroit Lions jacket in the in Beverly Hills Cop.
I loved Eddie Murphy back then. Yeah. I loved him.
48 Hours.
Golden Child.
Oh, yeah. I Want the Knife, Please.
40 Hours was a good movie, man.
Yeah, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I love those movies.
Classic.
I'd watch it. I'd watch Beverly Hills Cop. They came and did a new one.
Yeah, I watch it too, for sure. What else I got here? I think that's... Speaking of, let's see, Jason Gunn has cast... No, I don't want to read that one. That's like
some comics.
Yeah, let's do some comics. I'll do a couple. I read actually a lot this week. So I know you're doing Hulk, so I'll pick something different real quick. Let me pull them up. I tell you, one I did not like was Daredevil Black Armor. I did not like that one.
I looked at that one and I was like, man.
Bad, bro. It's a throwback.
I'm glad I listened to my gut.
Yeah, it's a throwback to the old school Daredevil.
Well, I'll tell you what I didn't like when we get to order it, don't order it.
Okay, sweet, sweet. We got the I'll do Batman real quick. Outer World. This is Jason Aaron's first book in DC. Off World, number one. So Jason Aaron coming to DC. I hope he doesn't leave Marvel for good. A lot of people are jumping boat. But anyhow, this is kind of like just like a science fiction where Batman, he's really out of his realm here. He's on this ship and he's fighting like these are all aliens. They're not gang members. They're not you know what he's used to, and he gets pretty damaged here. You know, he tries to fight the big dog and he just gets demolished, and they start putting him as like a he's so weak here that they don't even put him in jail. They have him cleaning up, you know, the cells and mopping up the place. But it being Batman, he's found like this robot, like a fighting robot, like a training robot, and he started fixing the robot to tell him more about what's going on and who's this main bad guy is and show me how they fight. And now you see Batman training to learn everything he can to fight these monsters. So
let me ask you this, Adam. How did he find his way onto the ship? Did they capture him or something?
They find it in Gotham. He was fighting some bad guys and they brought out their ringer, and the ringer was actually one of those monsters. And he fights him and he gets his butt kicked, and that's pretty much all they tell in the first tease at it. But I'm pretty sure he followed that monster onto that ship. I'm pretty sure, just for some other reason. So
okay.
they're really like, you know, tagging you along. So it was good. It was pretty good. There's another new character. She's a female. She's part of the prisoners. So I thought it was pretty interesting. Something very different. I've never seen Batman mopping a cell before. So pretty cool. That's what's that?
The art in it. I'm looking at the cover of it. Is it the same art that's on the cover that's in the book? But the same artist?
Let me see what the art looks like. Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Those aliens look terrible. Like those guns look.
It looks a little bit better when you go through it, I think, but it's not a.
Aliens don't look terrible. Those skinny looking arms, and then like these weird like extended Uzi machine guns. There looks like they're holding. It's like I think you can do a better few gun from outer space on that.
Yeah, I put a picture up in our Discord.
They look better.
They look better. So it might be a different artist. I don't know. I thought the art was okay.
I'm just looking at the cover. I haven't opened it up, so I was curious.
It being Jason Aaron's first DC, I thought, you know, maybe they would have given somebody a little bit better, but it's all good. I would give
read this when it's all collected.
Yeah, I want to give this about a 4, maybe a 3.8. It was okay. It's okay. So, what you got there?
Oh yeah, Hulk number 6. Did you read this?
Awesome. It was great.
Yeah, back to the old artist that they had on the beginning run of this. So the last, I guess four? What's that?
Last four issues, it's been a different artist.
Yeah, it's been a different artist. Now we're back to the original one. I don't know where he went, but I'm glad he's back.
Me too.
So we've kind of gone through, not a run, what is it? The previous story has kind of come to an end and we're approaching the next arc. And then this, you know, the cover of this, they kind of give it away. The Hulk is fighting Ghost Rider. Right? They're kind of
a new Ghost Rider. Yeah.
A new Ghost Rider. The cover's pretty badass.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
This is written by Donny Cates and Ryan Ottley. Art by Ryan Ottley and Cliff Rathburn. Colors by Frank Martin. Cost $3.99, which money well spent. We open up in the outlands of Texas at a community of motor and mobile homes, and a couple is watching their 6-year-old son, Leo, sit on an adult-sized World War II motorcycle when suddenly this bloodthirsty, nasty-looking beast running on all fours, pounces into the area, and takes out one guy who's trying to kill it with a shotgun. This beast looks kind of like a cross between like the head of a porcupine and a werewolf. I couldn't find the right words to describe him, but he freaky. He's got this freaky-looking mask on him, too, like this medieval-looking thing. It's like part metal, part wooden, weird lobes hanging out the side. It looks evil. Leo and his mom hide under the mobile home as the beast is sniffing for their scent, when suddenly the World War II bike Leo had been playing in front of their home, the wheels ignite on fire. End scene right there. And they flash forward to about a month later when Bruce and Betty are walking down the highway in Texas looking for a place to lay low. And what are the chances they stumble on this same community of motor and mobile homes? This sets the scene for pure chaos, as you can imagine. Who is this beast? Where did it come from? And ultimately, place your bets on the three-way battle between Ghost Rider, Hulk, and this beast. The art on this is back to the, like I said, back to the original artist. It's grimy. It's dark. I love it. I can't give it enough praise. It looks so good. Tortillas, 4 out of 5. You know, pick this thing up. It's back on track.
Yeah, I thought this comic was great. I agree with that score. I thought very entertaining, very quick read, fun read. Him transforming into the Hulk is always it's like a gift. It's so nice. It's gruesome, but it's cool.
I think on those where he's transforming into the Hulk, I don't think I've ever spent so much time taking in like a page with no words on it.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking at each one, at the amount of detail that's gone into it and that transformation, and just, you know, the revolt that just comes from it. It's just fantastic.
He has a way of drawing the Hulk from like looking down, and it's just massive, like a massive chest. Just the way he makes him feel present, it's pretty good.
You can't fit this Hulk into the entire cell when he draws that transformation.
You
get pieces of here. Here's the arm. Here's the left eye bulging out.
I'm hoping he stays on for some more. I maybe it might be so hard for him to push out, art every 30 days.
Right. His Ghost Rider looks good too.
Yeah. So. Very cool comic. Speaking of Hulk, I read the Sensational She-Hulk. I caught up with that, and it was pretty good. I'm going to talk about the second one, issue number 2. And She-Hulk is the Hulk shows up, and he's not too happy with her. He keeps accusing her of stalking him and following him. And we come to find out that I guess later. In the past, someone had taken her blood. Her name is April Brooke. And by taking her blood and putting it into her, she has become Hulk as well. And so that she shows up, and that's where the Hulk kind of figures out, like, oh, it was her. They start fighting, and she seems to be a little bit more stronger than She-Hulk. And she yells out, I'm the Hulk, and that kind of makes the Incredible Hulk really, really angry. So I'm not going to spoil it, but it was a really good, really good fight scenes in this book. I'm enjoying
it. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
No. He was like, wait a minute. I'm the Hulk. What are you talking about? And I thought it was good. I haven't read too much about Red She-Hulk before, but since it's on issue 2, I thought I would give it a try.
Do they maintain like the old She-Hulk where she breaks the fourth wall and talking to like the reader?
Yeah, sometimes they in this book they do. She's still a lawyer. This is kind of more of a love triangle going on. Not a triangle, but I guess her boyfriend he absorbs like energy and radiation. So if he gets too close to her, he starts pulling on her energy, her gamma. So it's kind of like a Rogue and Gambit type thing, where we can't lose control. So I like how that's going. He's real short though, but She-Hulk's pretty tall, so I guess I guess. So, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
You read the next one?
I would read the next one. It's a really nice read. The writer is Rainbow Rowland. Her actual name is Rainbow, too. Her first name is Rainbow. She writes a lot of female character books. So that's it for me for reviews, but I did go over a lot. We'll do the order it or don't order it.
I like that you just called it the menu.
Did I call it the menu? What did I call it?
Called it the menu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I say the menu or did I?
You said the menu. You started saying menu and you quickly changed it to order it, don't order it. I think I like calling it the menu.
The menu does sound a little bit better. We're sticking with this.
Yeah.
All right, the menu. you want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
I'll go first. So some of this is a little bit of catch up from the week before. Fantastic Four number 13 featuring Dr. Doom and Dr. Dinosaur Doom from a different dimension.
I saw that.
This was a pretty cool little story. I enjoyed it. Order it. Nice. The Cold number 4. This is the second to last in the series. It started off hot. I don't know if I'm as much into it. I'll still read it to finish it out. Maybe order it if you need something to read. Dark Droids number 4. Order it. Enjoying this series. JLA versus Godzilla versus Kong number 2. Order it. This is pretty darn good. This is better than I thought it would be. I think the second one's even better than the first one.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman number 3. Order it. Tom King. I absolutely love the guy. Not as good as 2 and 1. Maybe a little bit slow down in the story. Still pretty cool, especially at the end. Did you read this book?
I have to catch up.
Oh, I don't want to give away the ending in it. Ending was pretty cool. And like it's something is hiding in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to you see what pops up. And as you start to, if you flip back a couple pages, you can see they were kind of setting it up and I didn't catch it.
Oh, nice.
So when you go back, you're like, oh man, yeah, it's totally there. But you'll see what I mean. Check it out. Void Rivals number 6. This is an image set in the Energon universe. Order it. Pretty good. Then finally, don't order it. D-Squad's number 3, hot garbage still.
Beep, don't beep, beep, it. Beep.
Yeah, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop.
So bad.
I read it, so you don't have to.
There it is.
Okay, that's my list.
That's it. Let's go with DC first. Catwoman 59. Order it. She has 9 lives right now. When she dies, she loses a life, and she's fighting bigger guys now that she wouldn't have because she has lives to waste. What else did I read? Batman, Justice League, and Godzilla. Order it. Great book. Like Ben said, I thought this was better than the first one. A lot more action. Batman taking care of business in his own city like he should.
Yeah, it was good.
Superman number 8, order it. This is getting really good with Lex and a new villain that showed up. That's really good stuff there. Nightwing, order it. He's on a boat. He's a pirate. And let's see what else. Let's go to
Have you been singing I'm on a Boat by Lonely Island while you read that book? Take a good hard look at the mother boat.
Good stuff. Nightwing would never sing that, but yes. He's...
Now with that attitude, he wouldn't.
Incredible Hulk, number 6, obviously ordered. It's really good stuff. Amazing Spider-Man, number 38, order it. We're having a big crossover war gangs or gang wars coming up, so a lot of different Spider-Man books are coming into that. Black Armor, Daredevil, do not order it. I thought it was boring. Marvel Superheroes, Secret Wars, Battle World 1. This is kind of like it takes place from the old school Secret Wars and like Spider-Man. They do like a side quest for Spider-Man in it. So like he gets pushed into these portals and he's being tested. The only thing I liked about this book was there's some cool bad guys that show up, old school bad guys to test him. I thought that was really cool.
Wolverine cover. I love seeing the cover of that battle world. Like you see like the old school Wolverine on it, right? But yeah. It kind of reminds me like this looks like a free comic book day giveaway.
It does.
When I look at that.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. Wolverine number 39. Order it. We have a team up with him in Black Panther. That's always fun. And I think that's it.
Oh, you read a lot more than last week, man.
Yeah, you know, I had more time. I had a couple days off, and now we're going back to work. So I felt a little bit better, too. I think I was under the weather. I didn't want to read last week, 2 weeks ago. But anything else before we end this show?
That's it for me.
If you guys would like, I have a YouTube channel. Go ahead and look under Comics and Tortillas. You'll see a lot of short videos of me doing reviews. And if you're looking for comics to read and just to check out, check it out on there. I'm trying to hit 700. I'm almost there. So
hey, we're getting close. Nice, man.
We're getting close. And that's it from us. So thank you guys for tuning in. And if you guys can share the podcast, that would be awesome. And we'll catch you guys next week. You can find me on Instagram at Comics and Tortillas. You can find Ben at...
Same thing on Instagram at BenDavis77.
And we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.